Hello, friends. It is us. Do you know who we are?
Oh, my God.
It's been so long.
Wait, this sounds familiar.
Ooh.
I think we've been here before.
Yeah, wait. I'm having like deja vu.
Like, yeah. Somebody had a podcast before?
What's a podcast?
It's like a talk show, but not.
I'm so intrigued. Tell me more.
Tell me more.
Like, did he have a car?
Better have.
I mean, yeah, if he's trying to get with you,
he better have a car. Yeah,
he better come pick
you
up.
Would you date a guy without a car?
No scrubs,
right?
No scrubs.
He can't be hanging outside of his best friend's ride
trying to holler at me. Yeah, no,
actually no. Happened to me. Did I ever tell you about that?
Oh my God. I mean, I think you did.
Okay, it wasn't me. I was around when it happened to my friend, but we were outside my mom's house and this guy was in the passenger seat of, we're assuming, his friend. And he hollered at my friend.
Wow.
And she was like, oh my God, no scrubs.
It's real. So hello, friends. Yeah. If you don't know who we are, we don't know either because it's been so fucking long.
I know.
It's been at least 2.5 months.
A
lot of time. Mostly my fault because
my job sucks. We have lives and we have things we gotta do, and family and stuff comes up,
and living 1 minute apart.
Oh my God.
Literally, it's so crazy.
It wasn't that.
Guys, we only live a minute apart. Anyways, it's been a long time. But here we are again. We've made it back to each other. We found each other.
I met someone.
Aww.
What's their name?
Us?
Emmy.
Emmy?
Oh, okay.
Wow, they sound really interesting.
They are. It was a pretty great night we had last night.
Really?
Emmy and I. And Crystal, because she's like had to third wheel it or something. It was so awkward.
Literally my entire life. God, let me tell you.
And I, of course, was not here because I had other plans.
Have you ever been a fifth wheel? No, wait, no.
A seventh wheel?
Sorry, Sal, I can't count.
That is a fifth wheel.
Is it?
If there's, yeah, two couples.
Yeah, so a fifth wheel, yeah. Have you ever been a fifth wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It sucks. Also, because those people were like insufferable. So I was not into that. I was like, no, guys, we can hang out as friends. Y'all don't have to be all over each other.
It was a situation where I didn't know they were bringing their boyfriends.
You know what? And that is
so I showed up
worst.
And I was like, okay, this is the kind of night it's going to be. I'm going to go kill myself. I'll be back.
That is literally the worst.
So yeah, that was not fun. So thanks, girls, who I don't talk to anymore.
That's why you don't talk to them anymore. I would never do that to you. And neither would Anna.
Mostly because... we're not going to get into that here.
Anyways,
so preface, we should just say that Joy and I are a little sick, so sorry. Yeah.
Sorry if I sound
enjoy the sexy.
Our congestion is.
So this
in
is
full
why
force.
I gave you the sexy intro. Ooh, the sexy getting ready for my podcast song.
The sexy getting ready for a podcast song.
We're gonna see her soon in concert.
The sexy getting ready for a podcast song.
We're gonna see you, Rebecca Bunch.
I know
she won an Emmy. She did win an Emmy.
I know.
Speaking of Emmys, that's what we're speaking about today.
I know.
The Emmys. Award season feels like the last time was so long ago. The rest of the awards we don't really care for, like what the Teen Choice Awards, the VH1 Awards, or the MTV.
The VH1 Awards?
The MTV Awards, I'm thinking of, whatever they are. I just
the
care
VMAs,
about
the VMAs.
The VMAs, yes.
We only talk about the Golden Globes, I only and care Emmys, about the, Oscars. We
I know. All the other ones are just like, they're there, but we don't really pay attention to them.
I knew someone who called their grandmother Emmy instead of Grammy. They're like, we're going to call her Emmy.
That's cute.
Why not Oscar?
Is her name? That's funny. My grandfather's name is Oscar. Oscar, yeah.
Oscar. That's why I said it like that.
Ridiculous. So Oscar.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
You're
making fun of my accent?
Just
rude.
The intense.
I don't have an accent.
Oscar.
Anyways, I'm going to murder these two. This is why we don't hang out. Even though we live a minute away from each other.
So anyways,
no, actually, I came over for some bread and some rolls. And that was about it.
She comes when I bake things.
And, you know.
And then doesn't leave me any.
And then doesn't share them.
Look, I did not have food at lunch at work. I was working a long, long day.
So diving into the Emmys. They were hostless this year.
Hostless. Yes, which I think hostless is just the way to go. Just no one. All you need to do is say, presenting this award is la 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 and la la la.
Like a voiceover?
Yeah,
announcer,
that's
I mean.
It.
And then let them
go
do
into
a bit.
The thing. Yeah. And that's it. I mean.
How did you feel about it, Crystal?
It was fine. I don't know how. I feel like Thomas Lennon was trying to do his best job, but I don't think everyone understood his humor that well. So maybe that's why it didn't fall as good as it could have.
That has to be so improv'd because you don't know who's winning. You don't know.
Well, I mean, he probably has like jokes ready for each winner.
Yeah.
More or less, I would imagine. I'm assuming he's prepared. Maybe he's not. But I think the weirdest part about it was like whoever was doing the music was totally drunk because it was so random. And so,
when Chernobyl won an award, they played Feeling Good. Michael Bublé is what Feeling
the
Good.
The only good one was when Jody Comer won and it was I'm going to get you that song. That was really good.
That one was fun.
But really for the most part, the musical cues were very weird.
I prefer it when they play the title sequence.
Yeah, they didn't do that. Really that was so odd. Like, and it, whatever.
Because that year that Big Little Lies won everything, we got to hear a lot of.
When So-and-So came out and it was the theme to Game of Thrones and they're like, what was that? They literally said that on stage.
Who came out?
I don't remember.
It was the
not
guy,
a Game of Thrones person?
No.
It was the dad from Fresh Off the Boat.
Oh, Randall Park and Anthony Anderson.
Yeah.
That's who it was.
And they
played
the Game of Thrones
theme? Yeah, and Anthony Anderson was like, what was that about? He literally said that.
And Randall Park was like, I requested it. It works for everything.
It was so weird.
Yeah. So I feel like the beginning was a bit weird with a Homer Simpson coming out and then Anthony Anderson was running around. He was okay. I did think it was funny that they had an ABC star doing that much and
hilarious.
Not a Fox star
because well,
they got rid of
why.
Their ooh, they got rid of their best show Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah,
I mean, you ride girl.
And then it went right from Anthony Anderson acting a fool running around trying to do his bit to Bryan Cranston giving this like serious monologue in a la his Breaking Bad character, like the seriousness of Walter White about television being great. I don't know, it just felt a little like
disjointed.
Yeah, not cohesive.
I would have been okay if they're like, welcome to the blah 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 Emmys and then award. That would have been okay because then it gives the presenters time to talk if they want.
Yeah,
more time for the speeches.
Yeah,
and they can't do anything without having some type of musical number. It didn't fit, but they had to do it because they don't know what else to do.
Also, Fox, we get it. You want us to watch The Masked Singer. Crystal and I are already
I'm
on
already
it.
There. I am so hyped for this stupid show.
It was
show.
Everywhere.
I may or may not try the show.
It's so stupid, but it's so fun. It's the most stupid fun I've ever had. Well, maybe not in my whole life, but
we were like
it's up there.
Hardcore gumshoeing it. Like, we're going to figure this out.
We were like investigating. We're like, oh, it can't be that story. Oh, remember they set up in their package about this? Right, and taking notes. I'm not kidding you. We were serious about it.
This I'm going to so bring funny. My notebook.
I just want you guys to like.
Whenever we watch it.
The best part was I was like, what is this stupid show? And then she's like, oh, wait. No, it's that person. And like, she was totally not ready to be into it.
And then laughing every time a guy got up there to sing. And they all go, it's Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah. We're like, no, bitch, it's not. He has such a distinctive voice.
He doesn't have time for this. Are you kidding me?
Ugh. So. But they pushed that show real hard last night.
Yeah. I did like seeing all the commercials for the different shows coming. That was good. That was good. I liked that. I don't know what show it was, but there is a commercial for some show. And it's like a baby in a little swing thingy. And
it's an M. Night Shyamalan.
I don't even know what channel it was on. But the baby is so creepy, Joy, that every time it would swing into frame, like it would because it was like out of focus when it was far away and in focus when it was in. So it would swing into frame and it would just look so creepy. I was legit so scared.
I want to see this baby.
Terrible.
I've never seen that face on her. And then she started crying. I'm not kidding.
Oh my
she
God.
She was so upset.
It was so
I would like
scary.
To find this. I would like to see it.
I'll pull it up.
I don't even know what it was about, but that baby just scared me so much. Because I thought it was real and I was like, is it? But it's not moving. It was
freaky
terrifying. Shit, so we're never watching that, basically, because M. Night Shyamalan is trash anyway, but whatever. That's beside the point.
So what was the first award then?
I think it was supporting, right?
Supporting. They did comedy first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was supporting actor.
And the winner was?
Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, I've never seen Maisel, still.
He had a really great season.
But I think Tony Shalhoub is a good actor anyway, so that's
that.
Fine. So good for you, buddy.
He is a great actor. I really loved him.
There was a really great episode where they go to the Catskills and he wears this like onesie to work out in, and his obsession with like prepping his son-in-law for seeing him in this suit, that whole scene like was so funny. He was like, you're gonna see me in my, and I forget what he calls it, and it was just so funny. So I'm pretty sure that's the episode they submitted for him, and it was great.
Oh, I wish we would know what episodes they'd submit for everyone. That's a great idea.
Doesn't it say that whenever they get nominated? Or does that just know. For like the directing and writing
I think
ones?
They release that.
For the acting, I'm not sure. I don't know where they release it, but I would like to know. I think it'd be cool. Because for the writing, yes, they only get nominated for one episode. Right. Same with directing. But as far as acting goes, I don't know how that works.
I can't remember who else was nominated with him.
Tony Hale.
Oh, was it Ted Danson?
Ted Danson.
Supporting actor in a comedy? I don't know.
Hold on.
We should have this up when we don't.
Oh, you didn't bring your paper.
No.
Your paper.
Hold on. Pulling it up.
Yeah, Tony Shalhoub is...
Okay, for supporting actor, it was Stephen Root for Barry, Henry Winkler for Barry, Alan Arkin for The Kominsky Method, Anthony Carrigan for Barry, Tony Shalhoub, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Tony Hale for Veep.
They really love Barry.
They really love Barry. I don't understand this shit. Oh, there was a great tweet about Barry.
Right.
One of the people that I follow on Twitter, I don't even know how to pronounce her name, but she said, listen, Barry is a fine show and Bill Hader is a fine actor. It's just that we're all tired of shows trying to convince us the humanity of white men.
Oh, interesting.
Because he's like a murderer or something in the beginning, right?
He's
like
a hitman.
A hitman, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's been done. But it's not like...
It's fine.
That's TV's thing. When they see something that works, they run into the ground.
Right.
You know?
And although this one's like a comedy, it's not like Breaking Bad where it was like a drama. This one's a comedy. But I just thought that was funny.
It's Bill Hader, who I love.
You know what? Everyone is on the Bill Hader train right now. I still don't get it, but good for you guys.
Like, I think he's great. Like, actor or hot?
Like, hot. Like, they're super attracted to him now.
Really?
Yeah. It's very interesting. It's a whole thing on Twitter. Like, a whole thing.
I guess I don't follow those kind of people. I don't know. But I just...
I am aboard the train. And, yes.
I guess we'll put him on your list.
You've seen Barry. Do you think he deserves that award?
You did finish the first season, right?
I did finish the first season. I think it's great. I don't know.
Because who would you think would have... Do you think Tony Shalhoub deserved that?
Or one of the supporting actors from Barry?
Because they were nominated for season 2, I can't really speak to what they've done that season.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Didn't Henry Wink... Henry Winkler?
He won last year, yeah.
Yes.
Harry or Henry?
Henry?
Isn't that his hair right there?
No,
it's Henry Winkler, yes.
Okay.
Because his was more of a historic win because he's been in TV for a million years.
Yeah,
so more like his due type of win.
His win for last year I thought was a bit puzzling, but...
It was because it was a career win. Okay, so next award.
Was supporting actress in a comedy.
Supporting actress in a comedy.
Oh my God.
So the nominees were...
Sarah Goldberg for Barry. How do you say her name?
Cian?
Cian Clifford for Fleabag. Olivia Colman for Fleabag. I don't know. Betty Gilpin for Glow. Kate McKinnon for Saturday Night Live. Alex Borstein for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Maureen Hinkle for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And Anna Chlumsky for Veep. And the winner went to Alex Borstein for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
And you know what? I think I asked Crystal this before, but I don't understand Kate McKinnon being in this category for Saturday Night Live. When it's not really like a series show, it's like a variety.
It's nominated for variety programming, but yet the actors are named for a comedy show,
which is so weird to me.
Because there's not a variety actor category.
Because she is.
So then they put her in the
comedy.
Part of the
cast.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still a variety show, though.
Because it's not like the same. Like the rest of these are like the same storyline.
Well, if she had her own variety show, like a sketch show. That was just Kate McKinnon.
Uh-huh.
Would you feel like she could be nominated then?
I mean, it's only just because there's not a variety of actors category. That's
I know,
why.
But I'm saying, would it be different? Would you feel differently if it was like her show as a sketch show?
It'd be the same to me, actually. It's still a sketch show.
I don't know. Because who's had a sketch show recently?
I can only think of Catherine Tate in my head. But
they don't really do those anymore, do they, I guess?
I guess not.
Not really.
Anyways, besides that, Alex Borstein.
All that. That's a variety sketch show.
Yes.
Kids SNL. Her speech was amazing.
Just beautiful.
All of us cry. Step out of line, ladies. step out of line.
What, like, really we great. Weren't ready for a speech like that. And so when she said it, we were just like, my chest.
I feel attacked. Yes. It was I really do love Miss Clifford. I don't want to butcher your name anymore. I really did love her in that role. I would have given it between her and Olivia Colman. I actually would have given it to her rather than Olivia Colman.
Yeah.
Just because she had so much great material and she did it so beautifully. It was so touching.
I just want both of you to know I'd run through the airport for you.
Oh my God. Thanks. Likewise.
I read, and I said this last night, but I read this article how they, didn't quite understand it, the relationship between, what's the sister's name again?
Claire
and Fleabag. Like, it's sisters is really weird, and if you don't know that relationship, then you just don't get it. And there was a guy. It was a guy with the article, of course.
Of course, it was a guy,
and he was just saying like he doesn't understand, blah blah blah. And people are commenting on Twitter like, well, because you don't have a sister, and you're not a female. Like, you're not a sister, and you don't have a sister. So like, what do you know? It's and sisters are weird. Like, they're just weird. You hate them and love them literally in the same amount. And it's just weird.
You can loathe them and still run through an airport to save their ass. Yeah,
it's not. Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
The two really are not
mutually exclusive.
Yeah,
yeah. It's really weird. So that parts of the show I really enjoyed was the whole sister stuff.
I think that was the great heart of it is that like her and her sister, even with all these things like where they're so not opposite. Necessarily. Yeah, they're not the same in. The person that they bring out into the forefront,
the way they love, the way they see the world, the way they
it's so different
interact. It's they're polar opposites, but they still have this mutual respect and love for each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't do it the way the other one does it, but they're okay with that.
It's amazing how two people who are raised by the same people can come out so different.
Oh God. Yeah.
That's not just with sisters. It's siblings in general. Like mm-hmm. that always amazes me how you can be so different from the people you grew up with. That blows my mind. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So quickly, these weren't, the next categories weren't, presented last night, but for outstanding guest actor, in a comedy series, went to Luke Kirby for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. He plays Lenny Bruce, and he's really great. And then guest actress went to Jane Lynch for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I love that show.
She's also really great in that.
Yeah. I didn't realize she was in season two.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I might...
She plays a really...
Look at that.
Interesting character.
I don't know. Jane Lynch, to me, I really liked her in the beginning, and she's just kind of like meh now. I don't know why though. Maybe it's because I watched too much of her. No. I watch her try to be funny on Hollywood Game Night, and I don't know, her jokes don't land to me, but whatever. Next one.
Writing. Next. For a comedy series.
Oh my God.
Hold on, wait, nominees go.
Barry for the episode Ronnie and Lily. Fleabag, episode one. Pen 15.
Yeah.
Anna, is she Peters? Russian Doll, Nothing in the World is Easy. Russian Doll, A Warm Body. The Good Place, Janet.
Oh my God, yes.
Great episode.
For Veep. And the winner went to Fleabag, episode one.
Woo!
I love me some Janet, though. And some Pen 15. Pen 15, that episode in particular. Packed
category.
So good.
There was a lot of good stuff.
They ever finished Pen 15 now?
No.
I have like a few episodes left.
My heart.
There's just a lot of good writing. I really feel like I should watch Russian Doll. I don't know. I might just watch one episode and see if I like it or not.
I really enjoyed it.
I have no idea what it's about, and me I wanted neither. To stay that way until I watch it.
Well, it's about this girl. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. What was the first one? The Barry?
Barry.
Barry. Oh,
I don't.
There's some female writers in there, so that's good.
That is good.
Bill Hader wrote part of that episode.
Oh, really?
But I think. What's so great about episode one of Fleabag is, you know, the show originated from a one act play of just a one woman mm-hmm. show of just her on stage telling the story. And that's what episode one of season two felt like to me. It was another like that whole play
scene around the table.
That whole episode could be done on the stage and it would be magnificent.
Yeah. I would love to see them live just like yes. acting at each other. Ooh.
So great.
So great.
Crystal and I were talking again about the whole sister thing. And in that episode when she comes to the table and she just shouts, you know, that she's the one that had the miscarriage and she's covering for her sister. And she takes all the heat even though she knows
that everyone's gonna like fucking
treat her the way she's always been treated,
and she didn't believe her about her husband too. So yeah. Like, but
him.
I fucking hate that bitch. I would murder that bitch in cold blood and not be. Because
if it wasn't your sister, you'd be like, no, fine, forget it. I'm not gonna cover your thing.
Oh, he is.
And so when I watched season 3, he came on again. I was like, oh shit, this dude. I don't want to look at him.
So stupid. I feel like I've seen him in other stuff before and I didn't enjoy him. But his character in this was just like the worst.
I think he's a fine actor, but.
Literally the worst.
Yeah. His character in Fleabag makes me want to punch him in the balls.
That episode of.
All right.
That episode of Pen 15 was so good. So like it felt that whole show feels like so viscerally like. Just
it's so cringy. Real. It
hurts. Ooh, yeah, it's
the
pain.
Awkwardness doesn't kill you.
It's not about awkwardness. It's like
it does, but it's also like I was already there, so it's already like
you
it's
relate
not
to
as,
it as much. Just
yeah,
as much.
Yeah, it like doesn't. It's not as so bad watching the awkwardness, just because like I've already lived it, so it's fine.
Especially the one that got nominated for.
Oh God, I know.
Those feelings. Maybe I'm like, wow, I was such a jerk when I was that kid. When I was that age.
I know I was an asshole.
Like, I'm going to wait for you to get there, but it's just really good. It's so well done.
That show is really great. And it like, ugh. I'm really happy that they got nominated because I don't think they got nominated for anything else.
No,
right?
That was it.
But it's just a little,
and the writing
a little
is good.
Gem. Yeah.
It is a gem.
It makes me laugh so much because they're
I think
like,
you'll like it on. I really
they're
do.
Like adult women and they're acting alongside all
teenagers.
These little preteens.
I did like that. I saw the first episode.
I can't wait for season 2. I'm so happy.
It's cute.
Next
up is outstanding directing for a comedy series. Barry for The Audition, Barry for Ronnie Lily, Fleabag episode 1, The Big Bang Theory, The Stockholm Syndrome, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, All Alone, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, We're Going to the Catskills.
I don't understand why. I mean, I'm really glad that The Big Bang Theory is only in here for like one thing, but I just never understood their whole thing with The Big Bang Theory. It's just
I mean, Jim Parsons, when it first came, he was acting. He was like, it was similar to like I think of Megan Mullally, how it was a character. Like they became that person, so it was hard to ignore. But whenever it's up against other things that are so organic and so well done, it kind of just doesn't matter anymore, you know. Not that Jim Parsons isn't great or Megan Mullally aren't great, but it's just like different times, you know. Because truly, I mean, I don't think Fleabag was a comedy, but whatever. I really think it was more of a drama, to be honest with you. But whatever.
We did talk about last night how The Big Bang Theory and Modern Family, you know, are no longer
the big
always
ones.
Nominated.
The crown jewel.
Winning all of the supporting actors and actresses and taking home a lot of the wins. So that's nice.
The TV landscape is so much different.
Thank God. Different.
I wouldn't mind it being like it is this year when you see, for the most part, just like new shows getting recognition and getting
awards.
And it's
not the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, because you have a shit ton of new shows every year. You should be dividing it up amongst more people rather than the same old, same old.
And the people who vote on these things don't ever really watch a lot of it anyway. Even less now because there's so much more to consume.
Yeah.
You know?
I went on this whole trying to like make it sound well thought out, but it didn't. We're in a time period where it's easy. It's easier to watch everything that's nominated because we have access to it all the time. Whereas, you know, 10, 15 years ago, if we watched one show on a Saturday night, or on Tuesday night, we couldn't watch the other show that's on at the same time. But now we can watch them both. But also, there's so much fucking television right now that there's no way you can watch everything.
Yeah. You don't have literally enough hours in the day.
Yeah. So it's just that thought occurred to me last night. But anyway, the winner for directing was Fleabag, episode 1, Harry Bradbeer. Again, we talked about how great that episode is. And
it's shot really well, too. Yeah. It does a really great job of capturing everybody's reactions. Like it's the camera is on who it's supposed to be at the right time.
The camera work in that show is its own character.
That's a great way to put it.
And I think it deserved to be recognized for it.
Yeah, good job.
What's next? Oh, and now we have the lead actor.
Nicole Matei.
No. Lead actor in a comedy. Where we had Bill Hader as Barry, Don Cheadle as Maurice in Black Monday, Anthony Anderson as Andre in Blackish, Eugene Levy as Johnny Rose in Schitt's Creek, Michael Douglas as Sandy Kaminsky in The Kaminsky Method, and Ted Danson as Michael in The Good Place.
Woo. I love Michael.
This was a fun little bit with Ike Barinholtz and
Mayor. Who looked so hot, by the way.
He looked real good last
night.
Whoa. Wow.
Whoa. Blossoms, so whoa, funny. Because, oh my God.
Although I will say, a lot of the white guys, you could see their contouring last night.
Oh,
you
really?
Could tell they were contoured.
Oh, I need to go back and see these pictures. I would like to see it.
Ben Stiller, especially, I think he stood out to
he's
me.
He's getting old.
Yeah. But anyway, so they're a bit, they were like, we both just had laser surgery. And so they were saying really ridiculous names for all the actors.
Maya Rudolph, love you.
And then when they got to Ted Danson, they said, Ted Danson.
Love it.
It was really great. And the Emmy went to Bill Hader for Barry.
Did it go to, is this for season two, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did he win last year as well?
Yes.
I believe so.
2 years in a row. Again, they love that show. I mean, I only have only seen Good Place, so I'm going to say Ted Danson.
I fucking love Schitt's Creek. I love Schitt's Creek. And it's so funny and it's so enjoyable. It's such a great ensemble cast. So I feel like, okay, fair. You didn't give it to him because it's really an ensemble.
Really, his nomination was his award, really, because it was the first nom. That show is finally getting recognized after 5 years. Like, it's...
If I had to pick between him and Catherine O'Hara, though, I would. Is that
She.
I would go with Catherine O'Hara.
She's the star.
She does such a great job on there. It's such a character.
I wish I could mimic her, like the way she talks.
I try to sometimes, and it just doesn't come out.
It's easier to do Alexis, like
Alexis.
You know, David.
David. I just love how she says Alexis's name. She's like Alexis. She's so stupid. Stevie. I love her.
Which Stevie looked great last night.
Wow, her in red, saying. Amazing. Go girl. Ted Danson did really great too. I love Ted Danson's Michael. I had never seen Ted Danson in anything else before.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I don't.
Girl, cheers.
Or just anything else?
Yeah,
he's great in everything.
Never seen him in anything, but I love him in The Good Place. Don Cheadle is a really fantastic actor. I can't believe I've never really heard of the show that he's on.
Me neither.
And I want to watch it just because it's him, and I know he's
good.
Because
it's black and it's Monday.
It's like Black Friday and Black Mirror.
Yes. All the blacks. Watch all the blacks.
They named it Monday.
Next.
So, comedy best actress. We had Christina Applegate as Jen in Dead to Me, Phoebe Waller-Bridge as Fleabag in Fleabag, Natasha Lyonne as Nadia in Russian Doll, Catherine O'Hara as Moira Rose in Schitt's Creek, Rachel Brosnahan as Miriam Midge in The Marvelous Maisel, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selena Meyer in Veep.
So this is considered upset because people really thought it was going to be Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, because it's her last year for
but
Veep.
Also, she's won more Emmys than anyone else in the entire world. So
really, she's the top Emmy for.
She would have won. She would have been. She would have beat the record had she won this one.
Wow.
Oh, I thought she already had the record. Mm-mm.
She would have beat it if she had won this one.
Who has the record?
I don't know.
Me.
But yeah, they thought like, yeah, they liked, because they did like Fleabag a lot. And I thought, okay, well, we'll give her everything else. But award show, I mean, actress
will go to
someone else
Dreyfus.
Or whatever. No, she won. So
wow. Yeah, when she won for writing, when Phoebe Waller-Bridge won for writing, I thought for sure that was going to mean she didn't win Best Actress.
She didn't win Best Actress, yeah.
I was like, that's okay.
That's fine.
There's a lot of great women in this category.
This is a stacked category, and that's what I love to see.
I would have been fine with any of these women winning. I've seen all of them.
Wow, really? Good for you.
Wow. I haven't seen all of Veep, but I've seen like a season one of Veep.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is like a quality comedic actor.
Yes.
So I've never seen Veep, but I know that she's great in it.
She is so good in it. She's so hilarious.
She's so on it. She's on like on top of it.
She just knows it all.
Even when they came on the stage, like the cast of Veep came on stage, and even that little bit, like it was just the way she said, "I thought I was gonna be up here alone." Like the way she just gives those lines, mm-hmm. It's so natural for her. It's so good. She's great.
I really enjoyed her work for a long time.
Great category. Went to Phoebe Waller-Bridge, which I'm
cool
delighted
with.
Also, like, what a great, a lot of great roles for women out there. That this is such a competitive category.
I would like it to be a little more seasoned. But, you know.
Well, the whole that's show, the next thing. To be fair. But
that's we'll the next thing. We're working on it.
And are we, then though? Lastly.
I mean, not me personally, because I'm not a TV person. Are they, though, I guess?
Lastly in the comedies is the outstanding
comedy series.
We have Barry, Fleabag, Russian Doll, Schitt's Creek,
Woo.
The Good Place, Woo. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Veep.
Do y'all agree with the winner?
I mean, we can't stop talking about how much we fucking love Fleabag. Yeah. So,
and I'm gonna go with yes.
Yeah, I'm delighted.
Yeah, I would, because this category, I was torn on, because I was like, if it's Fleabag, The Good Place, or Schitt's Creek, I'm happy. With any of those.
Well, Schitt's Creek, that was their award. It's pretty much Schitt's Creek award was getting nominated and getting invited to the party. So
and
good
I get
for them.
That, but still, even if they would have won,
to be
won,
fair, Good Place,
too, been,
because Good Place wasn't really, it was his first time being nominated for a lot of these things. So a lot of their awards.
Yeah,
because
last year
it was just
Ted Danson, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't the show itself. Yeah, the show itself. But still, like, that would have been fucking fantastic. But
and I said this
I'm
before
happy.
About Fleabag to you guys, but I'll say on the podcast. Fleabag, to me, I was reluctant to see it in the beginning just because everyone was talking about it. And my initial reaction when people talk about things is not to watch it. I don't know why. But I did. And it was so quick. It was 30 minutes. So I was like, fine, whatever. Season one was fine. It didn't really pick up till season two for me. And I immediately thought of Zach Morris when she turned to the camera. So that type of like breaking fourth wall type thing it wasn't new, but the way she did it was very interesting. But my favorite part about it was I'd seen a student film years ago, and it was a student film showcase, and one of the films was a girl who was going to become a nun, and right before she went to go, she fell in love with someone, and so the short film was about her figuring out if she wanted to. That happened like how long ago, Joy, you remember?
That was probably like 2012.
Yeah, it was years. If I had any talent, I would like write it out or something. I just loved it. And so when I watched Fleabag, I was like, oh my God. And well, this is terrible. This is not good. But yeah, I did like it. It was very well done. Was it my favorite? No. But I do appreciate what it was doing and how it went about it. And how it wasn't new to me, but for what it was doing, it was innovative in that way for most people. So I thought that was really interesting. But I mean, The Good Place to me is just
top tier.
It's so smart, and I love a smart comedy. I love it. So good.
Yeah. It really makes me sad that like they haven't awarded or recognized The Good Place more.
I know.
Same thing for Schitt's Creek, because Schitt's Creek's been doing good for a while.
Darcy Carden should have been nominated for that Janet's episode alone.
Absolutely. She should have won for that Janet's episode.
I know. She wasn't even nominated.
That was
nuts. Shameful.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So what came next was after watching Phoebe Waller-Bridge give a beautiful speech, and it was great. She's ushered off stage, and on comes the freaking Kardashians.
Oh my God.
I didn't even look.
I heard about this bit. Oh my God. Tell me.
But it was hilarious how short Kim Kardashian was to Kendall.
I don't even know who that is. I don't know the other two of the young ones. I can't know.
That's great.
It was, I did tell Chris, I was like, it makes me. I don't know if I should say this. Anyway, outstanding competition.
Ooh, tell me later.
Spill the
text
tea,
girl.
Text
it to me.
Write it down.
Outstanding competition program. Nominated was American Ninja Warrior. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
RuPaul's Drag Race, The Amazing Race, The Voice, and Top Chef.
This is not valid because So You Think isn't on there, but whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, So You Think is pretty fucking amazing.
It is.
And the winner went to RuPaul's Drag Race.
Should have been So You Think, but whatever.
Should have been nailed it.
That would have been amazing.
Can you imagine?
Nicole Byer on stage.
In her beautiful yellow dress.
And Shock.
That would have been great.
Shock Torres. Oh my God. Cool, and Christian Siriano. Yeah.
I know. That. Oh my God.
I just can't with him. He's just so talented.
I know.
Thank God for him.
I love that he knows how to dress everyone.
He does. He really does. Yeah. And not in the like, because one thing that pisses me off so much about like plus size, like formal wear is that like, we're just going to put a sleeve on it and call it a day. Just like, we're just going to cover her up and you know, we're not going to show anything.
She can't be sexy.
No, she can't be sexy. She can't be too, which nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But the easy.
He doesn't love a shiny nun.
But he does really great. Like, it might not be the most creative or the most inventive, but it's definitely women in
with Nicole Byer in particular. The arms of the dress, the way it, like, draped on her arms,
the
drape really, really
really nicely structured in the top, and then it just kind of like cascaded down. And that
color
down.
Against her skin.
Oh God, ma'am, you're killing me with this fashion. Is Niecy Nash in that also Christian Siriano dress with her matching headpiece? Bitch,
gorgeous.
She was shining. She was
it
disco
was just
ball
deep enough.
Yes, and because like you don't have to do a lot to make her look sexy. That's that woman true. Is flawless.
The way she was even standing, like on the red carpet,
was so like classy and here. Beautiful. I was she just was like, so "Ma'am, everybody should be bowing to you. You're the queen here. You did yeah. it. Take the night home.
Take the night home.
Just like this is it. This is your night. This is
this
it.
This is your night."
And also it really the morning. Just from like a tailoring perspective, it always like it makes me so happy if someone can have like a woman that has like, you know, fairly heavier chest mm-hmm. and just do a dress with just a little spaghetti yeah. straps and it's not like digging into yeah. her arms at all. I okay. was like, that's there impressive. Is some good structuring mm-hmm. going underneath that dress. Mm-hmm. Whoever like actually physically dressed her and found her undergarments, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
Well, it's Chris Siriano, right? Is that what you said?
Chris Siriano was the dress, yeah.
I love how his stuff looks expensive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's award show
shit. It looks expensive and it looks well thought out. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
It is very conscious of the body. Very mm-hmm. conscious of the body in the best way.
Yeah.
It's the most, it accentuates all the good shit.
That's how you're supposed to dress everyone.
Yeah, bitch. Anyway, people, take notes.
For reals.
And we're moving into the limited series category.
Oh, the disappointing category.
Outstanding supporting actress in a limited series. Margaret Qualley for, I don't know if I said that right, Fosse Verdon. Patricia Clarkson. Marcia Stephanie Blake for When They See Us. Vera Farmiga. I got scared by the R's. When They See Us. And
I don't understand. No, I don't understand why. Okay. So
I watched the documentary.
We're torn about why everyone loves her acting wise, but she's a really good person because she uses her platform. Person. Every time she's out there, she always says something like of substance and of importance. And that's appreciated.
And I'm sure she's a nice person.
Yes. But like, why is she giving you awards for acting?
Like acting wise, I just don't get it.
I don't. You cannot convince me that she was better than Patricia Clarkson.
Hell no. No.
Maybe they read the wrong Patricia.
You know what?
You know maybe what? That's did. Probably right.
I'm going to subscribe to that because.
You're so smart, Anna.
I don't understand.
She bit a baby. She deserves an Emmy.
Oh my bitch, God. She I forgot bit a baby.
I've been really wanting to go back and rewatch Sharp Objects.
I just like, I don't understand why people didn't. It's because it
did
came
no
out.
Did no one watch it?
No, here's the thing. It came out too early.
Yeah.
So by the time, like 10 years ago when TV was not as good, it would have been winning all the awards. But because it came out at a. No
it's
more,
just one
which
yeah.
is terrifying which is terrible excuse me
and Crystal brought up last night that
she should have been there 100%
well, should have won
did you see her last night
no
she like has she shaved off a lot of her
yeah,
hair she has like
very
a
short hair
pixie
mm-hmm.
let me see
it was like a what do you call it slick to her yeah slick back or
I don't know how I feel about it
it was my favorite but
she has
she's
such
great,
beautiful
so.
Hair
yeah Liza Scatlin was phenomenal should have been her Patricia Clarkson and Amy Adams
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's a bitch got to do? I don't understand.
Oh, okay.
And then we pivot.
I mean, she has a great face, so
she does.
She plays it off.
We pivot to directing for a limited series, movie, or dramatic special.
That's
these
weird.
Are so specific.
And nominated is A Very English Scandal, Stephen Frears.
Oh, that's still a thing.
Chernobyl for Johan Renick. Escape at Dannemora, Ben Stiller. Fosse Verdon, Jessica Yu. Fosse Verdon, Thomas Kail. Tommy Kail! I didn't realize that was Tommy Kail. I love Tommy Kail. When They See Us, Anna DuVernay.
Ava DuVernay?
What did I say?
Anna.
Well, fuck me. Michelle, what do
you
got?
No, thank you.
Ava DuVernay.
That's a no for me, dog.
I feel so rejected right now.
So the winner is who?
Chernobyl, Johan Renick.
Chernobyl, okay. This is writing, right?
Directing.
Okay, this so the, what's interesting about this
the
is
little explosion that could.
The guy who directed this show, his from over movies, he's done like a Scary Movie 6, superhero movie.
Fantastic.
Chernobyl level good.
It deserved to win the Oscar that year. No, not yet.
Okay. It's a lot. It's very heavy.
I walked in every night to acknowledge my existence just because she was so sucked into the show and how crazy it was.
It's so
literally was like,
I was like, this really happened.
Yeah. Like, and I'd be like, all right, real. Crystal, now we got to watch something happy. So
you're just thinking about it. There's one scene where they show, the burn victim. He has all that stuff. And I know it's fake, but like the way it was on, it was just, it looked so real. It, like, creeped me out so bad. I couldn't even look at it. It was terrible.
Whew. Was it a well-made show?
Yes.
Well-directed?
Very well-made. Yeah. The whole thing was great. Jared Harris is a quality actor.
Jared Harris is
He's quality. I love Jared Harris. Stellan Skarsgård is also a quality actor. Emily Watson is quality.
He's also in the Mamma Mia movies, so he's great.
He's so good.
Quality actor? yeah, it was, and I...
Skarsgård.
It's just, I'm so glad it was only like 6 episodes, because it was a lot. It was very heavy. But yeah, good job, everyone involved.
So the next category is Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Limited Series or Movie. Ben Whishaw for A Very English Scandal.
He's so cute.
Stellan Skarsgård for Chernobyl. Paul Dano for Escape at Dannemora.
Your favorite, Joy?
Ew.
I love him. Asante Black for When They See Us. John Leguizamo for When They See Us. And Theo. Michael K. Williams for When They See Us.
Michael K. Williams, fantastic actor.
I haven't really seen any of those except for Chernobyl.
And the Binner. The Binner?
The Binner.
It's because his name is Ben.
We're so good at words, guys.
I love
it. It's not even late at night. That's what's worse.
Ben Whishaw for A Very English Scandal.
Oh, he's so cute. I still want to see that, though.
That guy?
Who's Q?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that guy.
Didn't you see Mary Poppins Return?
My name is Anna, and I've never seen a single James Bond movie.
Oh, really?
So good. I love them.
Who's your favorite Bond? That's a great question.
Ooh. My heart wants to say Pierce Brosnan only because I grew up with him.
Because he's
the rich for me. He's the original one for me. But Daniel Craig does such a good job, too.
That scene where I think it's like Casino Royale. He's walking out of the ocean in those like super blue shorts. You're like, my family is here with me. This is inappropriate.
I did love the one with him. The first one I think he did with him and Eva Green.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Skyfall probably went in my favorite just because there was so much depth in Skyfall.
Was just a surprise. Wow.
Girl. But anyways, I really the opening scene of what's the last one? That's after Skyfall. It's when he's in Mexico in the very beginning. What's the one after Skyfall? Damn it. Hold on.
Words. I don't
Quantum
know.
Solace.
No, that's the second one, I think.
Is that the...
I almost said Winter Soldier.
No, what's... Oh, God.
Which we are definitely watching on repeat right now.
I forgot that I own it. Did I tell you that? Not because of that. But
I definitely own it.
Daniel Craig. What is his name, right? Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig.
Craig
Nagoon.
Hold on. Let me find it. Not Casino Royale. Spectre.
Spectre.
Okay. That really first great scene where he's in Mexico and he's just... I think it's like a long shot of him just walking. It's like, because it's a Day of the Dead festival. He's in that makeup and they're just walking along the streets. Oh, so good. Sam Mendes, I think, is the director of those.
Yes.
He's really good.
He's really great. He's really great. We should
anyways, watch this. Yeah. So, English Scandal. Cool.
Outstanding.
Russell T. Davies. I didn't know he wrote that. I love Russell T. Davies.
Didn't he write for Doctor Who?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Brett Johnson, Michael Tolkien, and Jerry Stahl. Escape at Dannemora, Barrett Johnson and Joel Fields. When They See Us, Ava DuVernay and Michael Starbery.
Not Anna DuVernay.
Chernobyl.
Greg Mason. Yes.
Interesting.
Boy, again, I feel like I sigh so much every time I say Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
That's how I feel. God, it really happened, guys. It really happened.
That was.
But like, did it really happen?
Like, I think he said something that I think it's important. When they won something, he said, the show is important. I'm going to mess it up. Never mind. I'll find it and say it because I don't want to butcher it.
Okay. Next, we had Lee. Oh, I'll let Joy read the category. Okay.
Outstanding lead actor in a limited series or movie. It's only because the font is big enough that I can actually read it.
Hugh Grant for A Very English Scandal. Jared Harris for Chernobyl. Benicio del Toro, Escape at Dannemora. Sam Rockwell, Fosse Verdon.
God, him and his bald head is so weird.
Mahershala Ali, True Detective.
Your husband.
Jarrell.
I think I forgot.
She said your husband and she like threw me off.
I forgot how to read English. Jarrell Jerome for when they see us.
What?
Jarrell Jerome.
Amazing.
I still have never seen that show.
He's the second youngest person to have won an Emmy now.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Who was the youngest?
I don't know. I didn't read that far into the article, but I know it was him.
You guys fucking suck.
You could have looked it up, too,
I was doing this while I was...
I didn't know this was a fact. You guys presented the fact, but you only had half of it.
Well, close enough. This is a very stacked category. I'm very surprised that he won, only because you got all these big heavy hitters with him.
Yeah, experienced, award-winning.
Yeah, yes. Good for him. Like, that's amazing. I'm really proud of him. And also, he's like our Moonlight baby, like...
I know.
So I didn't know he was like, he's like Afro-Latino.
He's Dominican. That's amazing. Yeah.
I watched the first two episodes of When They See Us and it's really heavy. So I was like, man.
Emotionally, it's a lot.
He did really great. Mm-hmm. He did really great in the what I saw. And I know.
Yeah, that's a great win. That's one that we can be really proud of. That was the right choice.
And now we go to lead actress.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. In a limited series, we have Patricia Arquette for Escape at Dannemora, Michelle Williams for Fosse Verdon, Amy Adams, Sharp Objects, Joey King, The Act, Niecy Nash, When They See Us, and Anjanou Ellis, When They See Us.
And once again, I'm disappointed.
The Emmy went to Michelle Williams for Fosse Verdon.
I didn't see, so you know what, whatever. You
I
know.
Heard rave reviews about her performance,
same,
though.
Same.
I was thinking of that gif of her doing this.
The dramatic walk away.
I remember when the show was on, everyone going, "This, she's winning the Emmy."
Yeah.
This is too, but crazy how things turn, huh?
Amy, I guess because it was just so far back.
Because
she's
rude, but you should just make an award, the Amy Adams Award, and give it to herself.
Every time Amy Adams acts, she wins the Amy Adams Award.
No,
for acting.
That's rude.
Someone on Twitter was like, they're gonna make a special category for Amy Adams called the Amy Adams Award, but she's gonna lose it to Jessica Chastain.
Oh,
ouch.
Yikes.
That's rude.
That's probably true, though. Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
Sad.
Well, if I had an award, I'd give it to Amy Adams.
I give her my love.
Me too.
It's not enough. She has an award.
And
tangible.
Next up we have
Outstanding Limited Series.
Nominated, we have Chernobyl, Escape at Dannemora, Fosse Verdon, Sharp Objects, and When They See Us. And the winner is
Chernobyl. Which should have been Sharp Objects. I feel like it should have been Sharp Objects at this one. At the very least, for the whole thing as a whole. Because you can't award all three actresses or whatever.
And, yeah.
You know, the writing was good, the directing was good, everything was great. Just the whole thing. Just give it all of it. All of it. All of it. It should have been Sharp Objects.
I like Chernobyl, but Sharp Objects to me just like... I just don't ever forget sitting there at the very end, like, blown away by what I'd just seen.
It was great.
It was such
a great
interpretation. I felt it in my gut. Like, it was... Jeez. I mean, not that Chernobyl wasn't bad or anything. It's just... very well made, very well acted, but it's just,
yeah, and you know, difficult, but really, like, you can't watch Sharp Objects and be moved. I don't know what's wrong with you. Like,
Noble is, I just found it, it says every lie we tell incurs a debt to the truth, sooner or later the debt is paid. Terrible. Like, that first episode is like, this really happened,
and these,
oh my God,
that was hard to watch, was them not accepting what was happening.
Yeah,
he was like, no, it couldn't have happened. And they would come back dying. And he's like, they're wrong. They're reading it wrong.
Yeah, no, there's... And because, like, they have to have that far. It doesn't read anything farther. And we don't have the equipment to accurately read what's happening. This is bad. And, like, they even send... Oh, my God. They send a helicopter to go above the smoke, right? And you literally see it, like, start to, like, fall out of the sky. And their guy's like, no, I think we're... Something else is wrong. Like, they just don't...
Unwilling to accept that what has happened.
And that's why the last episode, they go to court, and they, because the courtroom scene where Jared Harris is like explaining what's happening, and it's just like,
well, and the fact that I think in the second episode, the scientist Emily Watson, mm-hmm. they're towns away from Chernobyl.
There's like another country almost.
And their alarm goes off, and she's like, why are we getting traces of radiation? And they're wiping it off the windows. And she's like, if this is what we're getting here, something's wrong. And no one's listening to her telling them what's happening.
Yeah. They initially weren't even going to evacuate that little city next to the chemical plant. They were just gonna be like, no, it's fine. We'll be fine. They weren't going to tell them at all. But it wasn't until another country got a hold of it and was like, hello. If they got called out, or else they wouldn't have done nothing.
And they all thought it was this big fire. So the whole town is just watching the firefighters and watching this fire burn. And they're just, and then it shows them at the hospital later and they're all dying. They're all dead. That baby, he's holding the baby, trying to get her to take the baby.
Oh my God, no. That whole hospital scene.
It was Saturday. I'm coming back from watching my little cousin play flag football. And my aunt was like, do you want to go over there and watch? And I was like, I don't need to. It's none of my business.
I never understand.
There's something happening that I need to be told about. They will tell me. I'm going to put my trust in that. I don't need to go over there because what if it's nuclear waste and I'm going
to
die?
Well, what am I wanting to see?
Yeah.
What like, am I going to do? What exactly? My eyes are not going to like magically cure them. Like I don't, me watching that is not going to do anything for the situation. So why?
Yeah. But I just thought about that. I was like, what if it's dangerous over there? Like, I don't need to be there. Like, I'm going to go see my puppy up in my apartment. Oh my God. Bye.
But yeah, I guess Chernobyl affected me a lot more than I thought it did, but those scenes were so powerful and just like, it really happened, guys. Like, I don't,
Last in this category is outstanding television movie, Bandersnatch, Black Mirror, Brexit, Deadwood the movie, Deadwood. King Lear, Deadwood. My Dinner with Hervé.
What the hell is this category?
I've literally only seen one thing.
Was in this one, and it was
his accent was very interesting.
I haven't seen any of these.
He started talking, and I was like, "What? Am I supposed to understand this?" And it went to Bandersnatch, which
I thought you'd seen that, Joy.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I
don't understand how this works. Like they had.
It was a choose your own adventure movie.
Yeah, it was.
No. I know, but like if it wasn't. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
It wasn't an episode because it was longer, and it was not that show's continual anyway. A movie. That's why Breadwood wasn't a part of the show because it was an actual movie. Do you movies as much anymore?
Yeah, because you can just make a movie.
Because miniseries are the thing. But choose your own adventure. That's how Kimmy Schmidt's gonna be. Yeah, you didn't know that?
What?
Yeah, the next season Kimmy Schmidt's gonna be Choose Your Own Adventure. I'm so excited.
Wait, but I thought that it was ended.
That means you're gonna have to watch it on your own.
They're coming back for a special,
which is gonna be that.
Oh my God!
I know. I'm so excited.
Okay, that's really fun. Outstanding writing for a variety series.
The variety series.
Documentary Now, Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Late Night with Seth Meyers, Saturday Night Live, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And the winner is Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
That's fine.
I don't care.
I like him enough. Yeah. It's fine.
I don't watch any of these
One
shows.
One of these days I want Samantha Bee to win.
To be fair, I like all of these people. SNL, I don't give a shit about.
I don't hate any of them. They're fine.
I love Stephen Colbert. I love Seth Meyers. I like John Oliver. I like Samantha Bee. And I don't know what documentary now is.
Me neither.
I did watch, I think, the episode that they submitted because it was based kind of off of a very famous Broadway musical. So it was very fun to watch for me anyway. Variety sketch series nominated is At Home with Amy Sedaris, Documentary Now, Drunk History, I Love You America with Sarah Silverman, Saturday Night Live, and Who is America?
Drunk History is really fun. I love watching random episodes.
Saturday Night Live.
Unsurprised.
Don't give a shit.
Nope.
Waiting for the Artist. Drunk History. Are you afraid of the drunk? Yes. Live. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And Who is America? And the winner here, Sandler.
That's fine.
I've never heard of Adam Sandler. Is he good? Is he funny?
This whole variety category. I'm like,
Yeah. So I'm like rushing through it. Outstanding one. Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week with John Oliver, The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, The Late Late Show with James Corden, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Again, I love all these people. I don't care who wins. And it was last week tonight with Jean Oliver.
I really think Trevor Noah is doing really well.
I do too. I really like him.
Appreciate him. I like it.
But now we go to the most important.
Oh my God.
We go.
The drama.
To the drama.
The drama of it all.
And we start with.
Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series.
Nominated is Jonathan Banks for Better Call Saul. Giancarlo Esposito for Better Call Saul. Alfie Allen for Game of Thrones.
Alfie Allen!
Nicolai Coster-Waldau for Game of Thrones. Peter Dinklage for Game of Thrones.
Boom.
Michael Kelly, House of Cards.
Mm.
Chris Sullivan, This Is Us.
Mm.
And the winner is...
So you want to tell me... We literally were like, ugh. Of all the people to give it Game of Thrones, Peter Dinklage again?
Like he doesn't have enough awards. Like he wasn't even that great. I know. Like he did anything interesting this season. All he did was run around and look pouty.
I mean, in my heart of hearts, I knew that Alfie Allen's nomination was basically his award, but I really wanted him to win.
Me too.
Because same. Across the series, he was excellent.
He's always been top notch.
He
wasn't flashy.
He was just subtle enough to make it great and real, and he should have won.
You might have a little.
No.
I forgot that Giancarlo, he's back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't really care about watching the show, but I care about watching him. So I'm like,
Breaking Bad, did you?
I didn't finish it. I didn't finish the last season. No.
Oh, she didn't want to.
No, I didn't want to. I didn't care. Just what happened to him. And then I was like, we good.
Yeah, she didn't
want to. That was a nice final ending. And I was like, that's so weird because that's still the opposite. I was like, I'm fine.
Wow.
Alfie Allen. I love you.
He's so cute. He's so great.
What a great dude.
Should have been Alfie Allen.
True.
Whatever.
And next we go to
writing for a drama series.
Here we go. Hold your breath.
Better Call Saul for the episode winner. Bodyguard episode 1.
I need to watch that too.
Game of Thrones, The Iron Throne.
Boo.
Killing Eve, the nice worst one.
Yeah.
Succession, Nobody Is Ever Missing, and The Handmaid's Tale for Holly. And the winner is
Succession.
I really need to watch that show.
I really hate that I need to watch it now.
Why? Is it too many white people for you?
I'm watching so many shows about rich white people. What? Like,
do you know who's in it?
Oh, yes, Shakespeare, Mr. Shakespeare.
What? No.
The actor.
Darcy.
Yes, I know Darcy's in it. He's great.
Mr. Shakespeare.
What's his name? The
Mr.
dad.
Mr. Shakespeare?
No, the dad. The main.
The guy, from the video on
there. Yes. He is amazing. Literally, everything he does
is Stryker, like. He's Stryker from X-Men.
Acting. Yes! He is! I forgot about that. He is such a great actor. And it seems like a really fun ensemble. Because what's. Kieran Culkin? Is that his name?
Yeah, Kieran Culkin.
He's really great. I find him really entertaining.
My favorite tweet is when Macaulay Culkin was like, I didn't know my brother was in this. This is really great. Why didn't he tell me at Christmas last year?
Oh my God. He's a really great actor. He's very much a scene stealer. And I enjoy him.
Since I'm the only one on the planet who watched Awake.
Hey.
He played one of the only survivors of that cult.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm watching Succession.
Yes, we were so
fucking
that
crack.
Episode.
The Iron episodes. Throne really...
The
really?
Worst episode of the entire spinet.
Oh my God. What a trash. What a trash. I just can't even finish my sentence. It's so trash. All right. Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. This shit is so good.
Sophie Turner, Game of Thrones. Maisie Williams, Game of Thrones. Gwendolyn Christie, Game of Thrones.
When they scream for her, when they announce her name.
They scream for
oh
her?
Oh my God, it was so loud. We were like, oh no, what if it happens? We were freaking out.
Lena Headey, Game of Thrones. Fiona Shaw, Killing Eve.
Yeah.
And Julia Garner for Ozark.
First of all, this is what happened. They all canceled each other out.
That's exactly what I said.
And they went to Julia Garner. I do enjoy Julia Garner because she was on The Americans and she did really great on there.
Oh, okay.
She was also in Dirty
Dom. Meh.
Oh, she was the other Juno Temple.
She had a very weird voice.
She was the younger Juno Temple. Well, they all did. So did Zoe Kazan had a really weird voice too. Zoe Temple.
I really like Fiona Shaw's like little cameo in Killing Eve. I thought that was really fun.
Why do people have eggs for breakfast?
She had the cameo in Fleabag.
I really enjoyed her arc.
Who is she in Fleabag?
Killing Eve, the therapist.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Her and Killing Eve was so great. I was like, ooh, this is, she's evil. She's scheming. I love her she's demeanor. Doing it.
Like the way she.
Power pose. She's literally a walking power pose.
Her stance.
I love her.
Yeah, she will always be.
Uh-huh.
Aunt Petunia.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about it. I wanted to say
Aunt Dursley, and I was like, she's got
it. Earlier, no, last night, whenever I was going through the awards, and I was like, wait. That's her. Who would you guys have picked as your winner?
Ooh, well,
Game of Thrones people?
Any of the Game of Thrones.
Wendell and Christie. Just because I wanted to go on the stage with that beautiful, like, because it was a career. It was a series long nomination.
So I would have been a little upset if she won. Any of the women I was fine with. She's the least I know most about.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
One I know least about is Julia Garner, but I like what she's done so far. So
I would not have minded. This is the one time I would not have minded a series long win. For Lena Headey.
Because you love her.
I love her. And I think she's done so spectacular. When was it?
Oh my God. Season look at your one. Face. You're like blushing.
Shut up. Season one, wherever she has that talk with Ned in the gardens and she's just like walking towards him and the camera's angled up. So she like stands in front of the sun. She looks amazing. It's just so flawless. But then like that whole talk that she has with Ned and Ned confronts
about
her.
About the Game of Thrones.
Yeah. About the Game of Thrones. You win or you die. Like, the line, that other part when she's telling him about Robert, I don't know what the line is because it was so great. She delivered it so well. It was like he did what he could, what little he could with what he had or whatever, which I'm butchering the line. But she delivered it, that whole scene, everything she did, season one, two, and three was flawless. It was so good. Oh, she's such a good actress. I would not have minded anyone else either. But that would have been my preference. Or Sophie Turner. Or Gwendolyn Christie. Or Maisie Williams. Or Fiona Shaw. So any of them, really. But Lena Headey would have been my pick.
Yeah, you would have fallen over.
I would have died.
You would have fainted.
I would have died. I would have died when Anna texted me. I would have just been like yelling in the car, woken everybody else up. I've been so fucking rude.
I'm not that mean.
Wow.
Most of the time.
Broken my...
Well. I would have broken your heart.
Outstanding directing for a drama series.
Game of Thrones.
Trash.
Boo.
Game of Thrones, The Long Night.
Extra trash.
Not extra trash. It was better of that.
Succession, Celebration. The Handmaid's Tale, Holly.
I guess I have to watch Ozark then, huh?
Yeah, Jason Bateman won for directing.
Good for him.
I have no idea what that's about, and I don't really care.
I think it's about drugs.
Aren't they all about drugs?
In the end, isn't it all about drugs?
Can that be the title of the podcast?
Oh my God. Write it down. That's what it's going to be. I really love that Game of Thrones was nominated three different times in this category and still lost. That made me so happy.
Well, I mean, The Long Night, again, Mikhail Tapochnik is like such a magnificent director that I would have been annoyed, but okay.
I would have been okay just because that one, you know, the amount of time and effort that went into that episode, yeah. I think is what would have made it okay for
because
me.
Again, my issues with the show are the writing. It's never.
Yeah, I would have been okay with it, but not The Iron Throne.
Same. No. That was terrible.
Because
D&D suck.
Yeah.
D&D are the worst. D&D are trash. Fuck you, D&D.
One more time for the people in the back.
Fuck you, D&D. Cersei. What was it?
Tommen.
What did they say? Rick on?
Rickon.
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 They can't fucking speak.
Oh my God.
And they're writers.
Neither can we.
But we're not writers. That's we don't a good have point. To.
Yeah, you're right. Jesus so wait Christ. A minute. If they can make all this money and have all this like writing stuff,
so can
we definitely can do it.
We can definitely do that. Rickon.
We're not white men.
Ah, damn it.
Right.
Well, we're fucked. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series.
Carl said all of a sudden.
Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul.
Wah, wah.
Billy Porter, Pose. Milo Ventimiglia for This Is Us.
He's so Vermicelli.
He's so pretty.
Oh my God.
Historic win for
Billy Porter. I'm taking it a little bit at a time only because I'm savoring it because it needs to be savored. It's also a lot at sometimes, emotionally a lot. But it is so good. It is so good. He went on
the. That's all, folks.
He deserves it. He really does. His speech had me in tears. I'm so proud.
He's one away from EGOT now. He needs an Oscar, and he's going to win all of it.
Let's give him an Oscar.
He can totally do it, by the way.
He can totally do it.
And with this
it.
Emmy win, he's going to have more opportunities. Movie roles, and oh then he's going to win an Oscar. He's going to EGOT, and we're going to see it. It's going to be great.
If our listeners, your Hello One listener, or two, maybe. At this point, -0. If our listeners have not watched the Hollywood Reporter drama actor roundtable with Billy Porter in it, you need to watch it because it is so good. It's full of so much, you know, really great discussion. And I love how, I know I told you guys earlier, but like he was so unrestrained in the chat. Mm-hmm. Like everybody else was really thinking hard about their answers and didn't want to come off a certain way. But he was just like, no
holds.
I'm going to tell you how it is. And that is so.
He was so eager to speak because he has a lot to say. Yeah.
Yes, he has a lot to say. And, you know, he hasn't had the chance to say it before. So I'm really glad he was on that
panel.
And
he's not going
to
waste his opportunity.
Absolutely not. He is making the most. He is doing the most with what he has. And I'm very happy for him. And this is the correct answer in this category. I was good.
We have.
Outstanding lead actress in a drama series.
Emilia Clarke, game How to Get Away with Murder.
That's for widows.
Jodie Comer, Killing Eve. Sandra Oh, Killing Eve. Laura Linney, Ozark.
Hi, Laura.
Mandy Moore, This Is Us.
So, I love that Viola Davis is just like a staple in this category now, and yeah. I'm not mad at it.
She was wearing tennis shoes on stage in her dress.
I didn't get to see her. Okay, I'm gonna have to look her up because she's fantastic, our queen. And the winner was
Jodie Comer. Man,
wow!
I am so I love her. I think she's. The work that she's doing on the show is excellent. Absolutely excellent.
Yeah, I think we all... Did you get to finish season two?
No.
No? Okay. Then I won't...
I know, because that last...
It's still good. I think because season one was so, like, high caliber.
It's not as great, but right. It was still good.
But it was still enjoyable. It was still entertaining. You still get so much of, like, letting Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer really go at it with each other. Which is just so delicious. I just love it.
Delicious.
They're just so great together. Yeah. Like working. Like
the thing is, it's like the first season is cat and mouse, and then the mouse caught the cat, and it's just like or what do we vice do with versa. Them? And I don't think I really knew how to handle that as well.
And also like Phoebe Waller-Bridge did it right for season two.
And you can tell it's very evident.
It's actually. Crazy. Like,
but I love that that's kind of like a win for her too.
Yes, I know. It's so sweet and like. Wow, she was really great.
Do you think, out of all of those, do you think she was a winner for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Assessing all of this.
This is a hard decision, man.
It was like a robot that was like having a...
I mean, I only know Laura Linney from introducing Downton Abbey when we watch it.
Hi, Laura Linney.
I love Laura Linney. I think she's fantastic.
I would have gone to Jodie Comer last year, so...
Especially last year. But I still think they were doing so much.
I would have been okay with Emilia Clarke winning.
Really?
I thought she was going to win, actually.
I think she did excellent work this season. I just think of that scene of her on the dragon, you know, right before she goes to blow the rest of it up. And she's like processing all of this. And you can just see her face doing all of that work.
Not only that though, great. Like she's... Not even like all that's her. Like she's not really in a field. She's especially, not really on a dragon. Like she's doing all of that.
Especially
acting.
In Game of Thrones, she's probably doing the most work.
Yeah,
because she's acting against like a green screen.
Like the there's entire
nothing.
Time.
There's nothing there.
That's impressive.
Yeah, she's doing. Yeah, she's doing really well.
So I really thought she was gonna win. Actually,
I would have been happy with that.
I didn't know who was gonna win.
I would Mandy Moore so much as a person that if she won, I probably wouldn't have been upset. I would have been like,
I think that's
did she win
the
last
only
year?
Network.
The Murders, ABC 2.
No, I mean like the most network show I believe is This Is Us. Because in the, So it's very interesting how like it's all just one network show.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been super cool with Sandra Oh getting this too. Which I told, I texted Anna and I was like, wait, so now they have hers and hers matching awards. And I was like, damn it, no, that was the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm. I read a lot of predictions that they thought they were going to course correct and give it to Sandra Oh this year.
Oh, really?
They didn't give it to her last year. But they course corrected and gave it to Jodie Comer.
Well, I mean, at least someone from the show got it. And they're both doing fantastic work here. I'm really glad that Sandra Oh has like a real meaty role to finally.
It is very meaty, yes. So meaty.
To finally really sink her teeth into it.
But Jodie Comer's speech, she had said that she didn't invite her parents because she didn't think she was going to win.
Oh,
so that's
so cute.
So she was like,
so
sorry,
cute.
Parents. She's like, I told you to stay home.
That's so cute. Also, she's like, I think she's your age.
Yeah. No, she's young and it makes nuts. Me sick.
Wow.
You. Much? I'm just dead.
The talent jumped out.
Literally. God.
Wow. And the final award of the night. E-word?
E-word.
It's an E-word. Mm-hmm. We're emailing these awards now. Outstanding drama series.
Better Call Saul, Bodyguard, Game of Thrones, Killing Eve, Ozark, Pose, Succession, and This Is Us.
Well.
Here we are.
I texted Anna. I was like, look.
This is the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
And we're done. Bye. We don't care anymore. Anything, almost anything to Game of Thrones because they're going to give them the top thing. And what happened? That's exactly what happened.
The fact that this is a series win and not like a D&D get awards for it. But no, and the production design and the costumes and the makeup and the people who spent all night. Like I tried my best to that's a win for them. Win for the actors because something that's probably not going to happen for a long time.
It changed the landscape of television.
Yeah, so I look at it that way as opposed to like them winning. You know what I mean?
I joked that the win was for the guy that the documentary was centered around, the extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his win. Where's he on the stage?
He should be there. He's the winner.
That's so funny. To me. There's some really great stuff in this category.
I was hoping it wouldn't happen, but I kind of figured it would. But let's take Game of Thrones out of it. Who would have won for you?
Also, I'm really surprised that Bodyguard is still on anybody's list. Like, people haven't talked about Bodyguard in a long time. And even when they talked about it, they just talked about how hot Richard Madden was.
I mean, can you blame them?
It did really well in England. It won a lot of awards.
Oh, yeah?
Because I believe it's originally a British show. Mm-hmm. It was just showed on Netflix here, yeah. So it's Bodyguard, Game...
And Better Call Saul.
For me, because the only other one I watch is Killing Eve. I would say Killing Eve.
Pose was really good. Is really good. I would probably just go with Killing Eve.
Yeah,
Killing Eve or Pose.
Yeah, because...
I haven't seen... I know that Succession is
Bodyguard,
good.
Bodyguard, but I don't think it should have won.
I know that Succession is good.
Who do you think should have been instead of Bodyguard?
Well, I think it deserved a nomination.
Okay.
Ooh, wait, who?
What show is missing from this category?
From drama?
Our show about our lives.
How fucking dramatic it is.
I mean, sometimes, yes.
Who is missing from this? What the fuck do I watch?
Let me go to Tumblr. Time.
No. I'll go to my Netflix. What am I watching? I was going to say The Crown, but I was like, not yet. I can't wait for The Crown to kill it next year.
I can't wait for next year when Zendaya is winning all the Best Actress awards. And
She better. She was getting ready this year looking so flawless like she was.
That was her Poison Ivy audition.
No, I have to watch it. I also have to watch Euphoria. Yes, I'm going to... Euphoria, Succession.
Okay, everyone. Attention, listeners. If you don't listen to anything else we say, please listen to this. Please watch Euphoria. It is echo.
It is so well done that even if you watch it, you're not wasting your time.
Try it, and if it's too much, if you do choose to watch it, the experience will be rich.
Because, like, I can't imagine.
No,
like your that parents, is. Yeah. But I feel like if they were to watch it, they could appreciate the good acting, the great writing, the good directing.
I think if you're like an awards person, like we are, you would like it.
You would enjoy it.
Not some like, you know, just Joe Schmo off the street. But I think, and I was apprehensive at first. Cause
not
like
someone
this
who
is
thinks the Avengers not, deserve an Oscar.
Oh my God. Because
your friend.
This, I was apprehensive because, you know, that kind of stuff is like not my thing. And I was like, I love Zendaya a lot. And then at the beginning, she was like, had this disclaimer on Twitter. Like, if it's too much, if it triggers you, it's okay. Don't watch it. I love you still. And I'm like, ooh. But I did it anyway. And I got, cause it's a lot. But it's so well done. Oh, it's so well done. It's excellent.
So it's going to be competing against The Crown next year.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I could not be more different.
That. Oh, God. My stomach hurts just thinking about it.
She's going to be competing against Olivia Colman. Shit.
But she could do it, though, because the stuff she was doing in that
really?
Show. Really? Like,
wow. Zendaya?
Honestly, though. Like, it's... Like,
okay, I'm going to go watch it tonight.
Like,
not
she's
tonight.
Not... This was maybe totally tonight. Her proof, like, I am an actress. I am doing... This is what I'm doing. it's,
you heard it here first, folks. Zendaya could fight Olivia Colman.
And not only that, though, like, the cinematography of it all is so fantastic. I love some good cinnamon. Also, like, the makeup is so great that the guy who plays the villain is terrible. I'm genuinely scared of him. Like, if I ever see him on the street, I would run because he is scary. There's a carnival scene. I'm going to just gush on it. There's a carnival scene, and the way it's shot and the lighting is just, like,
it's so new and creative.
It's just so, like, I just, whatever filter... I'm sorry.
No, I'm very excited. I'm going to 100% watch this.
Ditto all that.
I'm getting all, like, excited about it.
Chernobyl, I might just watch episode one and then call it a day.
The last one. Also watch the last one. Just because that quote.
And Jared, I love Jared Harris, and I know what he can do.
And then also because, you know, it's produced by Drake, so it's got all the good music in it. So, not Chernobyl.
That's really random.
Chernobyl and Drake. Who would have thought?
Euphoria is produced by Drake in the future, so it's like
that's fucking
the musical
hilarious.
Cues are great. Like a lot of the names of the episodes are like rap songs, and like it's just nice. It's like what I love. It's me.
All that stuff went right over my hair.
Also, like all these kids, like it makes me feel so old because what's happening? Like it's kids in high school and like.
You could not pay me to go back to high school.
It seems so scary. Now I get what adults were like, ooh, it's high school when I was a kid. Because it's terrifying. Like, what? I can't wait for you to watch it. Like, I want to watch it right now with you.
I'm going
to
start watching it. I have one episode of Downton Abbey. One thing before we close up, I would like to bring this up only because in this house, we obviously just respect one person on Twitter.
No, they shouted from the rooftops and we heard it. We wrote it down.
Phoebe, 6 years ago.
Boom.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
Holy
right?
fucking shit.
Shout out to Twin Sons on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everybody that thought like Lena Dunham was like this great, amazing, young, new, fresh writer. Fuck y'all. Vative. Fuck you, bitch. No. She had none talent. She still has none talent. She's trash. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is actually doing something and making people feel things
and saying
and
something.
Saying like, something
Phoebe Waller-Bridge
good.
Is just better liked. She's like a better person.
She's
I
like
think.
A good person.
You know what I mean? She's a good person. Yes, it's true.
Better than you.
There yeah, is no way. Yeah, probably. She is the creative writer that we have been waiting on in this new era of television.
She's probably who Lena Dunham thinks she is.
Ooh, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
She thinks she is, but she ain't. She ain't shit.
Where's she at? Nowhere. That's why.
Nowhere. Fuck you.
To be fair, when Girls came out, though, everyone would not shut up about it. So the awards did talk about her a lot.
Yeah.
But I wonder
but
how
I don't
much
think
of
it
that
went
was,
that far.
I wonder how much of that was influenced by Joe Apatow because he was her driving force.
Yeah. And like Phoebe Waller-Bridge didn't have to like... She did it herself. She didn't have to like
self-made.
Yeah, she didn't have to like use some, you know, famous other writer to like help push her forward. No, her talent spoke for herself. The talent jumped out.
She literally wrote James Bond.
She's writing James Bond right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you're right.
It's nuts. James Bond. She did Killing Eve and now she did Fleabag. Like those three things could not be more different.
She also starred in a Star Wars movie, y'all.
Oh, let's not talk about that, please. That's not a good one to add to this list of good things, please.
She didn't write on that.
She was good enough to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a droid, you didn't even see her face.
But,
anyways.
Oh my God, like, she's doing all these great things. She's creatively, like, giving so much, and it's so high quality, and it's so good, and, like, if... Maybe not everybody likes Fleabag, but, like, I know a lot of people who don't like Fleabag would like Killing Eve and vice versa.
That's true.
So... And people are going to like James Bond when it comes out. Just watch.
I mean, James Bond is great anyway.
Yeah. So.
Ooh, so who can be the female James Bond? Who's going to be? Who would you pick? Who would be your pick for female James Bond?
Me.
You're not British, bitch.
She can pretend.
Really? You're really going to throw that out there?
Yeah.
What a ho.
I really
you
like that.
You tried to do a podcast in British accent. You
couldn't do it. And it went away like halfway. No, I think it was Scottish, wasn't it?
But can you submit that for your audition, please?
Oh my God, please do.
Fuck you.
And then do a video of like you running around with Rocket as like your action sequences. Oh my God, can we shoot that? That would be so fun.
No.
I really like the idea. Someone
I would
on
like
Twitter.
To see it.
Someone on Twitter. Someone on Twitter was like, can we have Rachel Weisz be the new James Bond? And I was like, yes, bitch.
Okay. All right.
I would be intrigued by that.
I wouldn't mind a newcomer. Someone I don't know.
Right.
Same.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Because I didn't know about Daniel Craig before James Bond. So, you know.
I think it'd be the best way to go about it. Because otherwise, whoever you choose is going to be...
have baggage.
So much shit. Yeah.
Picked apart. Well, either way, they'll be picked apart. But at least with the new one, it's less... not as much baggage.
You can't go back to like other roles and whatever. Rachel Weisz, I think, is great. I obviously have been seeing a lot of Vanessa Kirby lately, so I like Vanessa Kirby.
Vanessa Kirby.
Also, if we're gonna go to another action movie, what's her name that was on the last?
Yes. Oh my God.
Rebecca Ferguson.
Yes, Rebecca Ferguson is excellent. Put her in a Marvel movie.
So weird because I kept seeing her do all these like soft, like demure roles, and then I saw her in that, and I was like, shh. What are you doing? Your career should go this way.
But also, like, her action sequences are so, like, delicate at the same time. They're not brash at all.
It's so great. It's so...
She's an elegant action hero, and I love that.
Weird. Nuts. I can't. It's crazy. I don't know. I'll have to think about that one.
If we want
to
go a bit older.
Yeah.
Tandy Newton.
Shut up. That's a great choice. I'm dying. I'm dying. I'm deceased.
Tandy Newton. Yeah.
That's it. We're going to end the podcast because my brain cannot handle it.
R.I.P. me. Malfunctioning. Rest in peace me.
Oh my God.
That's Tandy our Newton. Show. Thanks Joy for said. Listening.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back if you did. Thanks for listening this much.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram at @WeHaveThoughts with the number 3.
We're not going to promise more episodes, but we'll try.
We're really trying.
We're
talking
working.
About.
I mean, at least we're in the same building together. So
I mean, right now.
Yes.
I mean, someone did
for the next 5 minutes.
I mean, one of us did have to request a day off of work to be here, but all right.
God.
I'm just saying.
Same.
Anyways, so we love you. Thanks for listening.
We love awards. We love Amy Adams.
So if we come back with a movie, we'll definitely come back with whatever award show is next.
What is next?
We'll see you at the Globes.
Also, side note, Bailey won So You Think. We're very happy. So thanks.
Woo! Go watch So You Think You Can Dance.
Yes. And see him live if you can.
Oh my God, we're going to go see him live.
Bye. Bye.